Let's all join our voices together and stand and sing. Would you glorify your name through us, your people? We celebrate this morning as we think about the tremendous cost and what you went through on the cross, for Christ died once for sins. Help us just to let that soak in a little bit. It wasn't us that died for sins. It wasn't us who were the unrighteous ones who got the penalty that we deserved, but Jesus, you did. And as we move into this next segment, God, as we watch just a video portrayal of an artist rendering of the events that took place on Good Friday, I pray that it would sink into a deeper level that that is what we deserved. And instead, there's been this great exchange that has taken place. And the righteous died for the unrighteous. As we move into this next segment, Lord, I pray that you'd speak to us. It's in your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Stand and sing about the gospel message. In Christ alone we stand.
finishing weight down. Now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. How bent thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn.
Of our God together.
Eternal, humble.
that felt the nails upon our hands. It wasn't us that was bearing the guilt of all of the sinful nature of mankind. But rather, it was you, as the God eternal who was humbled to the grave. Jesus, you are our Savior, and you are risen now, and you reign, and we behold you. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. God, as we enter into this last segment of our music experience, worship experience here this morning, I pray that the gospel would be clear and that we, your people, would celebrate that you were put to death in the body but made alive. And help us to celebrate the fact that every stronghold can be broken, every sin can be said no to, for the grace of God has appeared and it teaches us to say no to ungodliness. And we can mortify our sinful nature and walk in the Spirit. And God, that is done because our sin and our debt has been paid in full. So help us to celebrate you here this morning as we hear the gospel one last time. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And here is a summary of the gospel to help you understand it and enjoy it. God created us for his glory. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory. God made all of us in his own image, that we would image forth or reflect his character and moral beauty. Every human being should live for God's glory. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. The way to live for the glory of God is to love him, to trust him, to be thankful to him, and to obey him. And when we do these things, we image forth God's glory. But we've all sinned, and we've fallen short of God's glory. And although we knew God, we did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. And we have exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images. And none of us have loved or trusted or thanked or obeyed God the way we ought. And so we deserve eternal punishment. The wages of sin is eternal death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Those who do not obey the Lord Jesus will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. But in his great mercy, God sent forth his only Son, Jesus Christ, to provide for sinners the way of eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Eternal life is a free gift to all who will trust in Christ as Lord and Savior. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. myself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth to the glory of God the Father.
Come on.
all stand together and close out our time of worship here by not remaining in our sin any longer, but rising again with Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and join our voices and sing Christ is Risen. Sin no longer separates us. It says in Scripture that in the prophet Isaiah, he said that our sins have made you turn your face from us and your ears are stopped up to our prayers. But once Christ was sacrificed on the cross on our behalf, and he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God, you can hear us and we can rise up from the grave of our lives. And we can become new creations. The old is gone, and behold, the new has come. We can be new creations even here this morning, as some of us for years and years have been new creations. We've The old life has passed away, and the new has come. And maybe even here this morning, there's new life that's been administered and given by your Spirit to people in this room because the gospel is true. God, it is amazing. We can declare with certainty, with confidence, with boldness, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, hell, where is your victory? It's not there for those of us that are in Christ Jesus, because there is now, therefore, no condemnation for us. So we celebrate you this morning. We celebrate you in the goodness that you have given to us, because you died once for sin, and you were the righteous one, dying for the unrighteous ones. That's us, that you might bring us to God. And the grave could not hold you down. You laid down your life and you took it up again because you had the ultimate authority. For by you all things were created, and they're all created for you as well. And you are the firstborn of the new creation. And we find ourselves in you this morning, walking in victory and newness of life. Thank you for the gospel message that we were able to sing about here this morning. And it's a glorious story that's true. And so we hold on to it with confidence, and we leave this place as joy-filled people. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay.